by great effort and by God's help and grace. But at Christmas time, it's very easy to let our soul take pleasure. Another place, God said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. See, God's source of pleasure and love or sorrow and all the affections that affect your life and mine comes out of the soul, out of the soul. God does fill, he don't fill our old carnal heart with love. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new spirit. He cleanses our conscience with the blood of Jesus Christ so that we can be condemned for things that are wrong. And that conscience will respond with joy and peace and confirm the things that are right in our lives. Hebrews 9:14 said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who by the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I thank God for the night God sensitized and cleaned up my conscience and began to condemn me for things that I'd been doing that were wrong, or even things questionable. If there's a big question mark over what you're doing, for God's sake, quit it. You're going to hear preachers say, it don't matter. If you want to risk your soul in dubious things and things that specious logic, that's old questionable logic, has exhorted you to do instead of the Word of God, you go ahead and risk your soul. I'm not going to risk mine. The Bible said even Christ pleased not himself. Romans 15:4. Even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach me fell on thee. Christ bore the reproaches that you and I would take. And he says, reminds me of the words of Winston Churchill back during the war. I used to hear him on radio as he exhorted his English countrymen to resist the invasion that was imminent of Hitler's Nazi armies. Buzz bombs falling, planes bombing them day and night, day and night, day and night. And him standing out in the streets of London with an old army helmet on, fatigues, with a radio in his hand, his stooped shoulders and his little cherubic look and a bulldog spirit behind it. I have nothing to offer you but blood and sweat and toil and tears. If I read Jesus Christ right, that's exactly what he offered, a cross. That don't spell nothing but blood and sweat and toil and tears. Now, I know within that there's peace and joy and faith and love that can coexist with that trial and sorrow and all those other things that most people want to shun, like the mumps and the measles. But the Lord said there's something goes along with it. And Paul again in Philippians 1:29, he said, it is given unto you on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his name's sake. Peter went on again in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. He said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. If you get somebody to give you some guff or make fun of you, smirk at you, be contemptible, separate you from their company, Jesus said, in that day rejoice, for you're partakers of the sufferings of Christ, so that when he shall be revealed, you may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. You're not getting it all right here. You can't have your cake and eat it too and serve the Lord. There's a cross to bear, and that cross tells you of suffering, of reproach, of shame, of denying yourself and forsaking everything for the cause of Jesus Christ. Don't mean you don't have clothes, you don't have a house, you don't have a car, you don't have good food to eat. He's speaking of things that are fleshly, worldly, and heathenistic. We must flee from youthful lust. 2 Timothy 2:20, the great apostle said, flee youthful lust. Everything that's lustful, everything that has a tinge of lust or pride or worldliness upon it, he said, flee it. But follow righteousness, godliness, faith, and love with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Praise God. 1 Timothy 4:12, he said, be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Be an example to them. If you're a pilgrim and a stranger, then act like one. We're just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, and I'm not going to feel at home in this world anymore. Praise God. Separation is God's way. Keep ourselves separated from the world, separated from the loves. Withdraw yourselves from people when they're reveling. 1 Peter 4:3-4 tells us, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lust, in banqueting, in revelings, in wine, in abominable idolatries, wherein they speak evil of you, because you run not with them to the same excess of rioting. They'll speak evil of you because we don't do the same things. But you've got to be able to take it. Praise God, like a good soldier. Be a good soldier for Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. And that's by the book. You can strive your head off. If you don't do it by all the book, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and take it all. Jesus said every word, Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, all scripture is given by the Lord. All word, all this book come from God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We've got to take it all. God bless you. I got a sense of humor. I got joy and peace and love in my heart, but I stay as separated as I can from everything that's worldly or even questionable. And that's God's plan. That's God's order. That's God's way of the cross. The old song says, it's still the way of the cross that leads home. Yes, the way of the cross leads home. I forget how all those words go. As I onward go, I know that the way of the cross leads home. That old cross, as the old song says, I'll bear my old cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where God's dearest and best by a world of lost sinners were slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I'll cling to that old rugged cross, and I'll exchange it one day for a crown. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, we're pilgrims and strangers. We're looking for a city. We have here no continuing city. And if we wanted to go back to Egypt, where you brought us from, back to heathenism and paganism, we can have the opportunity to have returned. But now we desire a heavenly city. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called our God, for he hath prepared for us a city. We're not going to conform to this world and to its pleasures, to its perverted and sinful habits and appetites. We're just not going along with it. We're going to stay holy. We're going to live holy by your grace. We're going to pray. We're going to be faithful. We're going to study that word and live in it. We're going to take time to seek your face, Lord, that you'll lay your hand upon us and give us victory over the world, over the flesh, over sin, and over the devil. And that's why you came to this world, to make inoperative the works of the devil in every believer's life. I've claimed it through faith. And the Bible tells me plainly, it is faith that overcometh the world. Praise God. And we can overcome the world through that faith that Jesus died and rose again to give us the victory over sin, flesh, and the devil, and live like a stranger and a pilgrim, for we're just passing through. I don't want nothing about this world except just enough to get by on until I reach that city where Abraham is, and all these patriarchs and apostles that wrote this great volume called the Bible. Thank you for their example. Thank you for their record. Thank you for the inspiration that comes from that word of God to give us power to live victoriously over sin. We thank you in Jesus' name. And amen. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand just a moment, please.